This is program number LW2746. Well, looking for the good in people, it's easy when they're more nice than nasty, but when they're not, that's when it gets tough. But there have been a few in history who really seem to stand out because they found the good in other people. Hi, this is Larry West. I like Abraham Lincoln. He was one of those rare individuals, ugly maybe on the outside, but inside, a beautiful man. Then there was Edwin McMaster Stanton. Now, he was something else. Stanton treated Lincoln with contempt. He humiliated him, refused to eat with him, even sit with him at a table. In fact, Stanton said to his friend, "I will not associate with such," and then he used a word I won't repeat, "such a gawky, long-armed ape as Lincoln." I mean, he treated Lincoln brutally. And when Lincoln did become president, Stanton's contempt against him grew even worse. He declared that Lincoln was totally incapable of running the government, and Stanton consistently repeated a remark that somebody he knew was a fool to run off to Africa looking for a gorilla when the original gorilla was, at that moment, sitting in the White House, scratching himself. I mean, Stanton detested Lincoln. Well, not long after Lincoln became president, Lincoln knew that he had to have a new man to run the War Department, and he knew the future of the nation depended on his decision. He also knew who it was that could handle the job. Stanton. So to a friend, here's what Lincoln said. "I have made up my mind to sit down on all my pride and appoint Stanton Secretary of War." And it was one of the wisest choices Lincoln ever made. Now, Stanton was a whirlwind. He worked and pushed and fought like you wouldn't believe. He hated incompetency. He worked day and night, refusing to go home. Ate and slept right there in his war office. He cursed and swore and insulted congressmen. He arrested generals. He demanded that Lincoln send and receive telegrams through his war office. I mean, he was a real thunderhead. But he had one passion, and that was to shoot and stab and hit until the South returned to the Union. And that was the one thing Lincoln wanted. Lincoln could endure anything to see that goal come true. So he backed Stanton. It's amazing. Everyone in Lincoln's cabinet considered himself superior to Abraham Lincoln, and yet Lincoln's humility was something so obvious, no one could ignore it. Oh, they refused to admit it at first, but they couldn't ignore it. For example, using a few choice words that I won't repeat, Stanton once called Lincoln a fool, and someone ran to tell Lincoln about it. Lincoln, though, with a twinkle in his eyes, said, "If Stanton said I was a fool, then I must be, for he is nearly always right." Lincoln even took up for Stanton. I mean, he defended him. Lincoln said, "I cannot add to Mr. Stanton's troubles." He said, "His position is the most difficult in the world. I do not see how he survives, why he is not crushed and torn to pieces." Then he said, "Without him, I should be destroyed." In other words, here was a man who was able to find the good in another person. Why? Well, simply because he was looking for it. And it doesn't go unnoticed. People are watching. Stanton saw it. During those early hours of the next morning following that fateful night when Lincoln was shot, Lincoln, suffering for 9 terrible hours, finally breathed his last breath. Stanton was in the room. And when the doctor folded Lincoln's arms and put $50 on his eyelids to hold them shut, Stanton was not only in the room, but it was Stanton who suddenly burst into tears. And walking to the window to pull down its shade, it was Stanton who uttered the only memorial sentence of the whole night. With a quivering voice, he said concerning Lincoln, "Now he belongs to the ages." Looking for the good. Even nasty old Mr. Stanton had some good, and Lincoln looked upon it. I like what the Bible says. It says, "Whatever is true, noble, right. Whatever is pure, lovely, admirable. If anything is excellent, are praiseworthy. Think about such things." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. What you look for in others is exactly what you see. Think about it. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.